Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip. Former Brewer and now Brewers broadcaster, Racine's own Vinny Rotino, on the line with us this morning. There he is, the godfather of Racine. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's up, guys? I love the intro.
Hey, listen, I just realized it coming out and saying it's an 8:40 first pitch. Man, I hate these West Coast roadies. It's so hard to stay up. I'm sorry. I'm old.
Yeah, they're difficult, right? They're difficult for players. I mean, they just got done losing a series in St. Louis, and then they have to fly out to the West Coast and play 2 hours behind what they normally would play. So it's definitely difficult. It's difficult coming back, right? Because your body gets used to the time change a little bit, and then you come back, and then you have to adjust back. So it's not easy. Yep. So, but this Brewers team is really, really good. They have a double-digit lead in the Central, so hopefully they can take care of business out west.
Hey, should we take anything away from the stumble here in St. Louis? Really would have liked to win two of three there. Did win the first one, lost the second in spectacular fashion, and then 3-0 yesterday. Any issues, any problems, or just, you know, that's baseball?
Well, when you talk to Pat Murphy, and he talks about how his team actually isn't playing that well, yet having a double-digit lead in the Central and two games back, or a game and a half back of that two seed for overall record where they can get a first round bye in the playoffs. And he talks about how they're not playing that well. So what he's trying to send a message to his team is, look, we have to play a complete game if we're expecting to make some kind of run in October. I think what you're going to see from this team is hopefully that they start to really click on all cylinders as you get into September. They did not have a couple of good games there in St. Louis. St. Louis is not a good baseball team. They just have not been playing good baseball as of late. So dropping a couple to them, it's just a reminder like, hey, look, let's continue to refine what we need to refine, be able to score some runs. That's been a little bit of an issue when they've lost ball games because their pitching's been outstanding. So not too much of a concern. I think they're going to get back on track here out west.
Benny, when is the best time to play a game? Like, what do ball players generally like? Is it 6:30, 7 p.m. every day? Would that be the time they'd go for?
Or is it the 1:10 Sunday start?
Yeah, you know, it's different. You get used to those 1:10 getaway days or the Sunday days, especially after or right before a day off. So that feels almost like 2 days off when you're playing 162 games. You're playing every single day for 6 months. If you have a day game on Sunday and then a day off the next day, it literally feels like you have 2 days off or almost 3 days off because you have a night game the next day, right?
Right.
So after the day off. So that's what guys kind of get used to. Otherwise, I think the 6:40 games are nice, especially if you get a bunch of them in a row. You get into a little bit of a routine, and especially with the weather around here in the summer in Milwaukee. So, yeah, I think that's what guys like.
Eric was bringing it up last time. I guess the Brewers will ever play a game in Oakland, barring the unforeseen. What's that place like to play in?
I've never been there. I've never played there. I didn't even scout there.
You didn't, huh?
After I got the plan, never. But I did hear that it needs to be condemned, and there's a possum that's living in the press box, so in the ceiling tiles of the press box. So I understand that place. It's understandable why they're trying to get out of there.
The press box possum, does he have a name?
I don't think he's got a name, but I'm sure someone has named him at this point. He's been living in there for a couple of years.
Does he sit in on the post-game interviews with the manager?
Hey, guy,
yeah,
come on.
He's kind of like a stage manager, right? He drops that tail with a mic on to the people.
Yeah, he's their Kent Sommerfeld.
Yeah, exactly. Pushing buttons.
All right, Possum, that's the post-game show for today. Hey, man, always love when you fill in. Thanks, Vinny.
No problem, guys. Thanks.
Racine's own, the godfather of Racine, Vinny Rotino, former Brewer and now Brewers broadcaster. Brewers and Oakland A's with an 8:40 first pitch today in Oakland.